Donald, goals winner tonight, and you've put Dundalk joint top of the table.
Yeah, good feeling, obviously, you know. Didn't play our best, but at the end of the day, I don't think performances really matter at this stage of the season. It's all about getting 3 points.
How did you see the goal coming?
Just when I knew they were going to pass the ball to their centre half, he had a lot of space, and I thought we were a bit deep, and I didn't want him having time just picking out a ball into the box, so I just said I'd close him down, and I think he was caught in two minds, and I just managed to get a toe in, and then just finished it, side-footed at home.
What was the feeling like, because the place erupted in front of 3,400 people?
Yeah, it was a good feeling, obviously, you know. I think with everything that happened with Marty Shields dying and that, you know, it was poor old Glenda out on the pitch before the game. It was just a great finale, and hopefully, you know, we can go on and win it.
With Liam Byrne tonight as match analyst, and he was saying that Drogheda had a lot of the possession, looked the more dangerous of the sides, but he said it only takes one effort, one chance to win, and you were predatory and you got the win.
That's it. I think earlier in the season, the first third of games, we might have lost that game, you know, but I think we've got the mentality now of winning matches when you're not playing well, and that's key. How many times do we see the top teams not playing well and grinding out results? So obviously just delighted with the win, and kick on now for the cup quarter final next week.
I was talking to one of the Drogheda players after the game, and he seemed to think that the pitch played a major part in the goal.
Nah, that's just waffle. I think if anything, the pitch suits their style of play, you know, so wouldn't be having any of that, you know. If you look back in the replay, I don't know how they can blame the pitch. They didn't seem to bother them for the first 88 minutes, so sour grapes.
Well, in the end anyway, I mean, it's a massive win. Limerick did you a favour last night, you're joint top of the table. It's going to be some game at Inchicore Friday.
I think
week.
So, but I don't think we need to get dragged into the winner takes all. I think there'll be, even after the result in Richmond Park, there'll be more swings, you know. I think they have to play a draw their way. That'll be a tough game. We have tough games, so you know, I don't even think I don't think whoever necessarily wins that game will win the league. There'll be more twists and turns.
You got a yellow card tonight. I was checking just to see where you're going to be suspended for the Pats game, but no.
No, I'm suspended next Friday in the cup match. So
you have to mind yourself though, because if you get three more yellow cards, you'll be suspended.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, it was a silly sort of booking. I thought, I've always gone over my head. I thought they were breaking on us. I thought we were outnumbered. But talking to my father after the game, he said no, we shouldn't have handled it. There was no real danger, so it was just silly.